Story 4. Long Odds.
"Ah, you brute!" he said, stopping beneath an unusually large skull of a lion, its jaws distended to their utmost width. "You have given me a lot of trouble for the last dozen years."
"Tell us the yarn, Quatermain," said Good. "You have often promised to tell me, and you never have."
"You'd better not ask me to," he answered, "because it is a long one."
"All right,"
I said.
"The evening is young, and there is enough port."
So he filled his pipe from a jar of Bowyer tobacco and began. It was, I think, in March of 69 that I was up in Sikukuni's country. It was just after old Sekwote's time, and Sikukuni had got into power. I was there because I had heard that the Bapedi people had brought down an enormous quantity of ivory from the interior, and so I left with a wagon load of goods to trade for some of it. It was a risky thing to do because of the fever, but I was determined to have a try.